Brother Hansen from Truth Life Ministries here in Lakeside, Arizona. It's good to be with you today. We're going to get right into our study in the book of Isaiah. We are now at the 56th chapter of Isaiah. We've got 10 more chapters to go after this 56. And I hope you're enjoying this. The 55th chapter gave us a reassurance of how the world, the earth, would be recreated and restored to its original creation. And it gave some insight to what God is, His word. So will my word, which goes forth from my mouth, it will not return to me void, without accomplishing that which I desire, and without succeeding in the matter which I sent it. The word is a fire. It devours everything. It's like a hammer that breaketh the rock into pieces. The word is quick, powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and the joints and the marrow. And it's a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. Now, we're getting into this 56th chapter, but the 12th verse of the 55th tells us something very important, the 12th and 13th verse. The 12th verse in particular, I wanted to bring out again. For you will go out with joy. Now, you go out with joy. Why? The joy of the Lord's your strength. And if you have no joy, theoretically, you have no strength. So, the joy of the Lord is your strength. And not only that, many people say, oh, Brother Hansen, how do I know? And have you ever thought of this? How do I know that I'm being led by the Holy Ghost, by the Holy Spirit? How do I know for sure that I'm being led by God and not myself or not by the devil or not by people? You're going to go out with joy, first of all. Go out with joy. You're going to be led forth with what? Peace. Are you led forth with peace? Or are you led forth with doubt and uneasiness and instability and questions and just do not absolutely know? Now, the thing that we must be led with is the peace, because peace and understanding and faith all go together in unison. And if you're led forth with joy, actually go out with joy, led forth with peace, you're led with that kind of faith that you know it. You're not only just, you're not guessing, you know it within yourself. And also, there's something else that goes along with this. The mountains and the hills will break forth into shouts of joy before you, and all the trees of the field will clap their hands. Now, how do you know this? There's just something that coordinates with God, His creation, something that is part of God and His creation. Instead of the thorn bush, the cypress will come up. And instead of the nettle, the myrtle will come up. And it will be a memorial to the Lord. Now, is this in the millennial period? Yes, probably. The millennial period, the 1,000 years of peace. For an everlasting sign which will not be cut off. Now, I love that chapter. I love that so much that it's just Isaiah explains it, being a prophet, of how he's led by the Spirit. And not everyone probably has this gift of faith, and gift of joy, gift of being led by the Spirit, gift of peace. But it is something to look for, and it is something that patterns our life. Now, thus saith the Lord, again, preserve justice and do righteousness. Now, why? Because there's very little justice, there's very little righteousness, none whatsoever, actually. It's like people's heart has grown cold. Because iniquity shall abound, the love of many has gone cold. And you don't see righteousness. You don't see justice. You see very little of it. Everybody's out to get whatever they can. And it's a sad situation when we don't see the honesty above all and the preservation of the laws of God. Oh, we're not under law, Brother Hans. Well, you know what? We establish the law. We fulfill the law. Yea, we have fulfilled the law through the Spirit of God. We fulfill it. If we allow the Holy Spirit to work in us, it's He that worketh in you to will. What is to will? To change your will, because many need their will to be changed, because their will is their own will, or the will of the devil, or the will of many people, because as we look at it, because things are popular among men, it means one thing: it's an abomination unto God. Just because it's popular among men, chances are, it's an abomination unto God. You say, oh, Brother Hanson, what does that mean? Well, take a look around. Things are getting worse and worse. Trans and the teaching our children these pornographic things and things that children should never be experienced, never, ever see, let alone be taught. This is criminal. If you offend one of these, it's better that you be tied up and thrown into the sea, a millstone around your head, rather than offend one of these little ones. You never want to offend one of these little ones, because this is a grave sin far above anything and everything. You say, oh, is there a such thing? Yeah, there are different sins, even though they all can take you to hell. There are worse sins. Jesus spoke of sins that were unto death. He spoke of sins that were far worse. He even spoke that some of the scribes and Pharisees would walk for miles and miles and miles to make one convert tenfold the devil that they are. Something of that effect. Making a convert that is 10 times worse than they are. Preserve justice and do righteousness, for my salvation is about to come. His salvation is already came in the form of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, manifesting himself as God. He is God. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God. Same in the beginning. The Word became flesh, dwelt among us. The Word was God. There's no doubt about it. My salvation is about to come, and my righteousness to be revealed. Revealed in what? He gave us his righteousness in exchange for our sin. What do you give him in place? Your confession of faith. That's number one, first and foremost, is your confession of faith. And your desiring to give up your sin in exchange for his righteousness. His righteousness is about to be revealed. It has been revealed. How blessed is the man who does this. What? Receive the righteousness of God in Christ. The most important thing that you'll ever do is receive the righteousness of God in Christ. When you ask him to forgive you, and let's ask him right now. Lord Jesus, forgive us. Forgive us all. Say it. Lord Jesus, forgive us all. Cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And come into our hearts. And do a transformation. A transformation in each and everyone under the sound of my voice. Let there be a transformation like never, ever experienced. And do a new thing. As Isaiah has prophesied here, a new thing. Behold, I'll do a new thing. And you're going to experience it right now as you ask Jesus into your heart. Ask him to forgive you, cleanse you, and allow you to appear blameless with the righteousness of Christ within you. And bound for heaven, actually, if you want to go. Do you want to go? Well, ask him to forgive you, cleanse you, come into your heart, and change your mind, your repentance. That's repentance, changing your mind about things. I want to be honest. I want to be righteous. I want to be preserve righteousness and justice, and I want the salvation to come upon me. I receive it now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Amen. And my righteousness to be revealed in you. It can. He not only forgives you, but his righteousness is expressed in you. People can see it. It's something you can actually see. Watch. How blessed is the man who does this, and the Son of Man who takes hold of it. Who keeps from profaning the Sabbath. Keeps from profaning the Sabbath. The Sabbath is every day. Not just Saturday, Sunday, whatever you want to call the Sabbath. The profaning the Sabbath. Every day is a holy day. It is. And keeps his hand from doing any evil. Keep your hands from doing any evil. In other words, try your best to allow the Holy Ghost to manifest himself within you. Let not the foreigner who has joined himself to the Lord say, "The Lord will surely separate me from his people." Nor let the eunuch say, "Behold, I am a dry tree." For thus says the Lord to the eunuchs who keep my Sabbaths and choose what pleases me and hold fast my covenant, to them I will give in my house and within my walls a memorial. A name is better than that of sons and daughters. A name is better than that of sons and daughters. I will give them an everlasting name, which will not be cut off. You want the new name? You want the new name? He'll give it to you. everyone should have, the name, the new name that Christ is going to give you, and he'll issue that. Well, that's our time for today, folks. Go to our website, krciradio.com. That's where most of these are already uploaded, and you can go through them again if you'd like. And also write to us. Go to our website, first of all, is krciradio.com, krciradio.com. And shoot us an email. Let us know you're listening. We need to hear from you. And write to us, KRCI Radio, Box 424, Lakeside, Arizona, 85929. And we thank those that help this radio station. We thank you so much. We appreciate it greatly. And nobody takes a salary here, so everything goes to the expenses. Till tomorrow's broadcast, as Brother Hansen's saying, study, show yourself approved to God.